Thank you all. Let's sit down. We have 1 hour to go for today with the formal part. Let me welcome Anne Rochelle from ICANN and Tarek. Where is he? Ah, over there. because they are crucial to the next item, of course, which is about global stakeholder engagement and government engagement. Unfortunately, Imad had to inform us that he was not able to come due to some family reasons. So we'll have to manage without him this time, which would bring me to giving the floor to Anne Rochelle to start. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Thomas, and good afternoon, everybody. My name is Anne Rochelle Ine, and I work with the government engagement team in Geneva with Dr. Tarek Kamel and Vanny Markovsky, who is our team, part of the team in New York, Nigel Higson and Mandy Carver. And also we team up with what we call the Global Stakeholder Engagement Group, which are all the people who are in regions and with whom we're working on this joint working group with the GAC, which has quite a few members of the GAC and was piloted by, and is piloted actually till now by Dr. Imad Hubala. What we have done since the group was created was really work on recommendations that came from ATRT2. And the specific ones that we worked on were recommendations 6.8 and 6.9. Next slide, Julia. So what we're doing here is just reporting on what we have done since the last time we saw you. People will remember that we gave an update in Los Angeles and also last meeting in Singapore. So I'm just going to walk you through on what we have achieved on 6.8 and 6.9 very quickly, and we can hopefully have a little discussion on what is part of 6.9 specifically that we have not yet basically closed in terms of items. Next slide, please. So this is the two recommendations that we had from ATRT2 recommendations. 6.8, that basically recommends that the board works jointly with the GAC through the BGRI working group to, you know, work on ICANN's global stakeholder, with ICANN's global stakeholder engagement team, which is the GSCG and GE now, also to develop guidelines for engaging governments, both current and non-GAC also. So this part has practically, you know, been finished, and we have draft guidelines that we reviewed with you that were circulated on the GAC mailing list. We received comments, we integrated the comments, and those draft guidelines today have become a living and working document that is on the website of the GAC. And the teams on the ground, the ICANN teams on the ground, basically work via some of the recommendations that we got in terms of the ways of basically ensuring that synergy and efforts are being done between GAC representatives and ICANN staff on the ground. So this one part is practically done. 6.9 is... has a series of small items inside, and practically B, C, and D are being executed at the moment with the GAC. And A is the one that basically we have a little, we would love to have a little discussion with you to get your understanding of what you know, this database of relevant government ministers should be, or if at all actually it's needed, because I think when this was done, there was Olaf might help me here because he was present when this happened. And I'm not too sure if this is something that is still needed at the moment, because Olaf, you want to chime in first?
Just for a moment to just confirm that, well, of course, a lot of things have happened since these recommendations were considered and crafted. And a database of contact information, well, it has a number of aspects. And of course, one of the aspects was that the membership of the GAC at the time when this was considered, I mean, we're going years back here, was not as extensive at all as it is right now. So as the membership develops, the need for such a database, at least from a GAC perspective, is on a decreasing path, I would say. Then again, there may be a need for it among the within your organization, or rather within your department of the of ICANN, Anne-Rachel. So, but that's something totally different, and it's not. Certainly not. We're not talking about a public database here. So, well, yes, I agree with you that there's probably a big question mark on the need for such a database.
Thanks, Olaf. And as you say, you know, it was something that was basically called for at one point of time. And if people feel like it's something relevant, maybe we can have a discussion. Go ahead, Julia, one more. So this is really part of a 6.8. One of the other things that we have is also... go ahead, Julia. Have there. So we also have an activities report. And in fact, so to relate that to, you know, the membership of the GAC, the activities report that we have is that it tells about, you know, the engagement that the group is having on the ground with GAC membership, with CCTLDs, sometimes with other technical organizations that are on the ground, because, you know, for things, for example, that are not dealt with directly with at ICANN, when we meet people in countries and they talk about, I'm just saying this as an example, somebody says, you know, we want an IXP, can you help? We make sure that they go to, you know, our dear friends at ISOC, for example, who help us do that. So, and we put them in touch and, you know, we talk about, for example, in terms of technical training, some of the things that we do with DNSSEC and so on and so forth. So these are all the meetings that we're happening, that we're having on the ground. And basically, we report on those. And thanks very much for everybody who has been reading them and, you know, asking back questions. We really do appreciate to know that, you know, the report is being exploited. So the draft guidelines, as I said, are a living document. So if there are things that people think we should add in terms of activities on the ground or things that we should do with GAC membership and representatives, we would also love to know. Go ahead, next page. So 6.9, same. The database, as we said. One of the things that, one of the concerns that we could have, you know, for the database is that at one point also the GAC membership was pretty technical. And, you know, you could trace back membership in terms of ministries of communication simply or information technology. Today we basically have practically, all walks of all sectors. In GAC, we have foreign affairs, we have the economy, we have, sometimes even prime minister's office and stuff like that. So maintaining such a database would really be something that is it could be a huge task. It would really take a lot of time. And as you know, ministers change in some parts of the world quite frequently, let's be frank. And, we would really need a lot of work to keep it updated. If lists like that are needed on an ad hoc basis, I can think of the next high-level ministerial, for example, that is going to happen, and if people need us to, help them find information about specific ministers or ministries that need to be part of, GAC's engagement, we'll be more than happy, of course, to help do that. So that would not be an issue. Go ahead. So the rest is really, recommendation 6 and small c and small d are, being worked on. For example, if you look at D, one of the things that we're doing, and it pertains to develop and execute for each world region a plan to allow local enterprises and entrepreneurs to fully and on equal terms use ICANN services, including new GTLDs. We have started with DNS Entrepreneurship Center for the Middle East and Africa that is now running. And if you have been looking at the newsletters that came from EMEA, so Europe, Middle East, Africa, you would have seen that the DNS Training Center has had already activities. They are in the process of having now trained the trainers in things like DNS, DNSSEC, but also how to become a registrar, how to become a registry. As you know, these are regions where IDNs are starting to pick up quite well. So, helping people to basically come up with, evolve and develop their ideas about how to become registries and registrars is something that has picked up, that is really working well, we're happy to say. So this is one of the things that, for example, we hope can be replicated in, certain other regions. Next. So this is basically where we have teams and some of the activities that they have been doing with GAC representatives include anywhere from webinars to, individual meetings, conference calls, specific visits as they're invited. And this includes, again, GAC members and non-GAC members, member countries. And I think if you have seen the trend lately in terms of membership at the GAC, I think we're doing pretty well in terms of making sure that non-GAC members are coming and, becoming members of the GAC. So I think this was my last slide, and I will stop here so we can, if you have any questions, we're happy to respond. Some of my colleagues are, I think, in the room. I see, yeah, there. So if I, Thomas, if you allow me, maybe one other thing that we did that following actually the monthly report that we have been doing, a few of you have asked for an update on the World Summit on Information Society Plus 10 roadmap. We have sent in a small report. If you have questions, my colleagues that are here and myself, we're happy to respond. But I would also like to ask all of to probably convey to you that a cross-community working group on internet governance at ICANN that has a lot of our community people who are part of these processes are going to have a meeting, and they will be discussing basically the roadmap plus all the activities that are integrated in the WSIS Plus 10 upcoming till the end of the year, basically. So happy to respond to questions also for that. Thank you.
And that session will take place tomorrow at 6:15, if I remember right, in the evening, at Libertador, the big room. And, of course, Anne-Rachel, you may also be informed that the GAC is seriously considering joining that CCWG on internet governance. So that's in the cards.
Thank you. I think it would be, it's very good to maybe if GAC members wish to have a little bit of discussion or exchange of information on WSIS Plus 10, because this process is a process of fundamental importance, as we all know. I just, before that, wanted to quickly jump on the issue about this database of ministers' names. And as you say, this recommendation has been drafted at a time where we had much less members in the GAC. And it is also something that we may question. And again, as you say, it probably is useful to have these contacts on concrete occasions like a high-level governmental meeting. But to keep a formal database of names of ministers is maybe something that would be an additional burden of a limited value, as we all know that in many countries ministers change, even ministries change and disappear, and then even if the ministers and the ministries remain, competencies of ministers change. And to basically in theory try and keep this list updated would be an almost permanent exercise. So it's maybe good to have such a list and then to update it actually in relation to an upcoming event where you need to have these contacts anyway. So I'm not sure, but maybe we can discuss whether we could consider this recommendation as basically completed, in the sense that we will use this information for high-level governmental meetings, but it's not necessary to have a formal list that is every day up to date, because maybe the value added of this is not justifying the effort that it would take to do this. This is something that I would maybe like to ask you for comments on how you feel about a database that would be permanently updated or kept updated on names of ministers and ministries, but actually rather have something that is event-oriented and in a more informal way entertained. Yes, Olaf?
I could briefly comment upon that with two reflections. Of course, the need would be there. Well, information of that nature was, of course, useful in order to canvass for new members to the GAC. And as we see, we're not there yet that, we have to go to another planet in order to solicit to find new GAC members. But we're approaching that kind of situation. So I think it's primarily for the high-level meetings and such circumstances that it would be used. But I also would like to add that, of course, the global stakeholder engagement and government engagement team has developed considerably since this recommendation was crafted. And that takes care of much of the member solicitation approach, outreach to non-GAC members. So, and for that, you have got your instruments at the government engagement team, of course, and the addresses which are necessary as the time develops. So, well, just another, a couple of other aspects on this particular issue. Thank you.
Yes, Iran, please.
Thank you, Thomas. I see a little usefulness for updating any address. If you want at least something more or less updated, go to the ITU glossaries, and ITU glossaries provide you the latest information about the ministry responsible with the name of minister, deputy minister, department, all of those things. So I don't think that you need to put any effort to update that, because the more or less ITU the updated the situation, and you can get that. I have another question, Chair. What is, did we have any follow-up action of the previous high-level ministerial meeting, or just for the meeting and finished, and we had no follow-up actions? There were recommendations, there were things. I think the meeting is quite useful. The ministers, if they come, they could exchange views. Sometimes they do not come at all. They send other people, director general, and so on and so forth. Sometimes the ministers, some of them, they have difficulty to come to have any things because of the formalities. For instance, our country has difficulty to get the visa for the last 3 or 4 days. Stop and no. Okay, disappointed totally, and said, okay, this is, ask me, go there and represent us. But the minister, deputy minister, they couldn't come. So what is the, and is there any follow-up action on this ministerial meeting? Thank you.
I think that one immediate effect of the London meeting, the high-level governmental meeting, was that an increase in GAC membership. We had a couple of new members as a direct consequence of the meeting. So whether that's a follow-up, in a sense it is, but not in the sense you mean, perhaps. Thanks.
Thank you. And I think, we'll discuss on how we shape and frame the upcoming high-level meeting in Marrakesh next March. And this is also up to us to maybe develop this thing, because it's the third time that we're having it, so we don't have a too long history. And we can think of an expected outcome that maybe, because there were at least in micro-elections no concrete recommendations in terms of bullet points or whatever that were meant to be followed up as such. But of course, that the discussions fed into our work and fed into broader discussions, but we may think of advancing also this high-level meeting, in a sense that if you want to have a more tangible outcome, this is something that the GAC is, I guess, free to decide. Before giving the floor to Egypt, your first point about the list. So could we then maybe consider this recommendation completed, in the sense that you have your network, which is built based on a database, which is a consequence of these recommendations, that we have the information through the increased number of GAC members. We have, with the high-level governmental meetings, another angle to this, and that this whole package together would complete, not the exact form as it was thought about a few years ago, but the objective would be completed of that recommendation. Would that be something that we would accept and say this is completed? So that would enable us to take off another box of the ATR2 recommendations? Any objections? No, so that we will come up to this in our very next agenda item, but that is, I think, something positive. And yes, Egypt, you ask for the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just very quickly to respond to our distinguished colleague from Iran. although it's not a substantial follow-up on the substance itself, but again, there is some stock-taking and experience sharing that's been developed and documented from the previous two meetings that were took place in Canada and in the UK, and it's being shared with the upcoming host so that we can build on the experience and enhance and improve as we see appropriate. So thank you.
Thank you, Egypt, United Kingdom.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and I'm sort of responding in similar vein as Egypt has in respect of the high-level governmental meeting in London in particular. I mean, this was not intended to be a negotiating forum to produce outcomes. It was intended and constructed really as a forum for exchanging views, for establishing outreach to developing countries and non-GAC members in particular. We wanted to hear in very open interactive sessions the views from a diverse range of high-level officials and ministers, and we achieved that. And the chair's report, which was the report of our minister, Ed Vasey, who chaired the proceedings, intended to capture that. And there are messages there, certainly, where he reflects on areas of broad agreement. The importance of IANA transition in particular comes to mind in this regard. There appended to that report by the chair is a more detailed account of particular contributions to the session. So I think in terms of a one-day forum, it fulfilled its objectives, and maybe this is experience that the next hosts in Marrakesh can draw on in terms of constructing a timely agenda where ministers will have an opportunity to contribute in a global discussion and in an open, very open and interactive way to usefully communicate and exchange views, increase awareness and develop the kind of outreach which I think has indeed strengthened the GAC increased awareness at the highest level in government of the multi-stakeholder model and the role of governments in that model. So that's my response to my colleague from Iran on what was achieved in London at the high-level governmental meeting there. An additional thing I wanted to raise about outreach to non-participating governments in the GAC is that perhaps one mechanism for that is when, for example, in this case, we have the meeting hosted in Latin America, there could be specific outreach to those governments in this region, and I'm thinking, for example, of Ecuador and Nicaragua, who are not members of the GAC. We could invite them to host, to observe, and see the model in action, and where to demonstrate the importance of their participation. We could be mindful of that on future occasions to outreach to governments and administrations in the region where ICANN is meeting, and invite them to observe. I don't, maybe you've considered that, I don't know, but it's a thought that comes to mind, I think, was certainly a point that I'm conscious of as perhaps we could do more on. Just finally, with regard to the briefing on the WSIS Plus 10 review, it's very helpful, and I was very interested to read that and to see underlined in this briefing the importance of maintaining the primary focus of the review, of the contribution that ICTs make to sustainable development. And I can, as a member of the technical community, can contribute substantially to that. And I was very reassured that you're working with the Internet Society and others in the technical community to provide that input into the much broader debate that's going to go on in the WSIS Plus 10 review process of development, sustainable development, and delivering the vision of the information society to many more people across the world, which I think must be the key emphasis. IANA transition and the overhaul of accountability of ICANN is important, but I think it's not the centre stage issue. It's sustainable development. That's the big issue for the WSIS Plus 10 review. And that comes through in your paper, and that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We should close this session. We have two more requests for the floor. I would like to ask you to be brief. I have Argentina and Iran. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Mark, for commenting about the region activities. In the regional plan of action, which is where I come from, this is why I was not in this meeting, we have organized a previous and after the ICANN meetings webinars with encouraging other governments in the region. So that is an action done by the steering committee and supported by ICANN. Also, I am the president of the ISOC chapter in Argentina, and we have organized webinars about the ICANN meeting. It was very successful. ICANN participated in it. We had more than 60 persons participating in a one-hour webinar, which for Latin America, specifically talking about ICANN, it's a lot, I can tell you. So things are being done. It's not easy. What we should work on is explaining that there are ways to funding the participation. Maybe we should be more effective in that. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Last one, we have Cavus. Please be brief.
Thank you, Chair. I think Mark and Manal, perhaps because I was not clear, they misunderstood my question, my comment. I did not put in question the effectiveness. I said that has there been any follow-up action? So both two distinguished colleagues misunderstood me. I appreciate that one in London. I participated, was very, very effective. Any follow-up action, I asked. So perhaps that should be clear. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this clarification. But this, I think we can end this session and move to the next one. So thank you, all of those who helped and the work regarding the government and stakeholder engagement. Again, this is an important issue, and we need to continue our efforts to continue to make progress. Let's now move to agenda item 13, which is the last one for us today. I see that there are some members of the board here, so if you want to come up, feel free. Yep. Before giving the floor to Tom, who will help us guide through this session, I just wanted to say that this is what we just discussed is actually one of the consequences of the last recommendations. As we have seen, there are a number of others. We have spent quite some time in previous previous meetings on. Monitoring our implementation of these recommendations, and I think we are more or less getting to completing these sets of recommendations from ATRT2, which is a positive thing. But the details now, please, Tom, go ahead.
Thank you, Thomas. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm always very keen to take the ever popular final session of the day. when everyone's very tired. Look, what I propose to do, as Thomas indicated, is to run through the latest output from the GAC following the Singapore meeting, what the GAC, to remind you what the GAC communicated to the board about the state of play with ATRT2 recommendations, and then to hand over to Manal Ismail from Egypt and to members of the BGRI to indicate what further steps they believe are appropriate. You'll recall that in Singapore, the GAC had a reasonably lengthy session on ATRT2 recommendations, and it was decided that because of the complexity of some of the issues, that the GAC would prepare intersessionally a summary of the state of play with all GAC-related ATRT2 recommendations and convey that to the board. A letter was several versions of what you may recall was a rather long letter, was circulated by myself to the GAC and through the leadership group during April. And on the 8th of May, the GAC chair wrote to the board giving them that update. The update is available to you on the GAC website under this agenda item, but the recommendations, well, two of them you have already dealt with in the previous session, recommendations 6.8 and 6.9, dealing with government engagement. The remaining recommendations were conveyed to the board as either implemented or being implemented or partly implemented, and without going through all of the details, the GAC had indicated in its letter to the board that all of these matters were seen as a continuing process of improvement and as part of good governance, so they're always a work in progress, if you will. The GAC indicated it would appreciate the board's views on outstanding recommendation 6.5 concerning a bylaws amendment to implement the process for board GAC consultation under the bylaws. You'll recall this attracted some adverse public comment last year. Finally, for GAC's purposes, it was indicated in the letter to the board and internally to the GAC that a number of areas for further work were identified and tasked to the ACIG Secretariat. Those matters have not yet been progressed by the Secretariat because the Secretariat has been a little bit focused on this meeting and IANA stewardship transition matters, but they are still issues where the GAC has requested us to undertake work to continue the implementation of in a number of areas, which I can go into in detail if you wish. That's where the matter was left. That's where the matter stands now, as far as we're aware. There has been no reply yet from the board. Perhaps we can, or you may wish to pursue that with the BGRI and with the board here. I think that's a quick update. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Tom, for this update. Maybe let's give the floor to members of the BGRI and the board for comments or questions on if they have on the letter or on where we think we stand. So whoever wants to begin.
I definitely don't have any questions regarding the letter, so I'm not assuming. But, I mean, are we going through the... So, again, back to the letter, if we have any response to the letter.
Can I maybe just ask...
Yeah. It's not, it's
maybe just a quick question about the I know what you mean. What was the expectation of timetable to receive a response from the board? Was there something mentioned in there? Or shall I just look at it? No, it wasn't, my memory.
No. It's basically, as we said, we think that the GAC thinks that we are more or less completing all the recommendations and... partially, we've completed to the extent possible recommendation 6.5, as has been mentioned by Tom. So in our view, we would try to fully complete the exercise and then consider this done. So that would be like the vision from our side, and maybe you comment on this and how you see it, whether something is outstanding or how to complete the whole ATR2 recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. As you said, and as Tom said, this is a work in progress. I mean, it's continuous work that we both, the GAC and the board, needs to take in the future. So we don't see any issues as those pending from resolution from the board, and certainly we can address them in the next future in order to have a response for at least for the next ICANN meeting, which is in Dublin. That's pretty much.
Thank you, Gonzalo. Other comments or questions as well? So if this is not the case, and we're all happy that we are about to complete another process, which is a good thing, so there's no need to unnecessarily prolong the session unless somebody will pop up, which doesn't happen. So thank you all for coming. And
thank you.
It's been one of the shortest sessions with the board so far, so yeah. Which is another nice experience. So thank you all. And enjoy dinner and further sessions or whatever your plans are for tonight.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.